Good evening, everyone. Tonight we have a special guest, Miss Carol with Kids Outdoors. She is here to talk to us a little bit about what they do. So Carol, let's just get down to it. Tell us, you know, about your organization, how it started, some sweet, sweet stories. So let's go with number one. How did you get all this started?
We were invited to a youth hunt for special needs kids that were terminally ill children. And we were invited to a youth hunt. My husband is quite an avid turkey caller, and they knew how much we love children, and they asked us if we would come and help.
Yeah.
So we did, and that day changed our lives. My husband hunted with a little boy with cancer. Mm-hmm. Very depressed young man. He sat with him for a while and finally got him tickled.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did, the boy kind of broke loose, and he came out of his shell. And that whole weekend touched us, seeing these children. There was a young man there that couldn't use his arms, couldn't hold a gun. We were turkey hunting. So we have apparatuses, and he was able to use the apparatus, and no one thought he would take his turkey, and he did.
Wow.
That moment literally.
It changed y'all's lives.
It changed our lives. From that day on, we started working with children, and a year or so after, we worked with the other organization. We were not allowed to actually take children one-on-one on a hunt, and that was our desire. We wanted to enhance as many children's lives as we could, so we decided to start our own organization.
And Carol's very passionate about this, I love it. She's tearing up, and it just shows, you know, the love that she has in her heart for these, you know, these young children. That her and her husband take on these hunts. So it's very, very special. So you cry all you want. We want people to be moved. We want people to know about your organization so that they can help in any way possible.
Oh, we could sure use
it. Yeah.
Well, that day changed our lives. We started our own organization. Since then, we have not slowed down. I think since last October, we may have been home for, my grandson got married this weekend, 5 weekends since last October.
Yeah.
And we have been taking children every weekend since and during the week as well. We have been blessed by the ADA, which is the Alabama mm-hmm. Deer Association. They have adopted us, which enables us to take some children for some beautiful, magnificent deer. We have apparatuses that if a child can't use their hands, they're able to suck through a straw. If they can use their hands, they can push a button to pull a trigger. They can squeeze a bulb. We brought in a young man from, we have a bite trigger, they can mm-hmm. just bite. We brought in a young man from Alaska that had actually been internally decapitated.
Wow.
The only movement on his body was his eyes and his mouth.
Mm.
He was able to take both a big whitetail and an elk.
Wow.
On this hunt. They spent about a week and a half, 2 weeks with us. We flew them in. We have a hunt coming up in November that we open up to everyone. Everyone. We do have our own lease, Kids Outdoors does, and that's where most of our special needs goes. But we have people that have donated, and we are always looking for property to take these children on, that have donated property.
Mm-hmm.
We have taken as many as 104 children in one day.
Wow.
On our hunts. It's a handful.
What areas do you serve?
Oh, gee, we're all through the Southeast. We
okay.
have six chapters.
Okay.
National is here in Hueytown.
Okay.
This is our national office.
Well, talk to me a little bit about that. You brought in a magazine this evening.
Yes.
So tell me what's on that magazine. Tell me what special news y'all got from
this
that.
This is the Alabama Conservation Enforcement Officers Agency.
Okay.
And we got the front page. They actually fund us on some of our hunts. They donate
okay.
to us each year because they know what we do. And this young man this year, we had him hunt, if anyone knows turkeys, Eddie Salter, the turkey man.
Mm-hmm.
We had him hunt with, we call the little boy Thumper.
Aww.
The reason we call him Thumper is on one of the hunts that we had him on for a whitetail. He saw a whitetail in the field, and when he did, he has cerebral palsy,
mm-hmm.
so he doesn't control his body well. His leg got to going, and it started thumping.
Uh-huh.
So thus, his name now is Thumper. So he has been able to take a turkey. He's been able to take actually an axis deer and whitetail. We are not an organization that is one and done. We don't take a child once and they're gone.
Right.
We believe in quality rather than quantity.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make a difference in that child's life.
Right.
Not just take them on a
hunt. Not just a one trip and be done like you. Yeah.
We literally build families. One of our first kids actually got married, and we never thought he would make it to get married.
Wow.
We have lost quite a few, and that is very hard. As a matter of fact, this year in November at our hunt, we're doing a Michael Gosch Memorial Hunt. He was a very special, special young man to us. And he passed away about 4 years ago. He was from Texas. His parents still come to every one of our events.
Wow.
So obviously the organization made it influenced him.
It's very impactful. And some of these stories, I know y'all have tons and tons and tons and tons. Y'all, I mean, y'all have been such an intricate part of these children's lives, but it just sounds like they've blessed y'all more than you've blessed them.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Yeah.
This is God's organization. And
absolutely.
We are blessed that he has allowed us to be a part of it.
What year did y'all establish?
We established in 2013. Okay. Here in Hueytown, but we were doing this a couple years.
A couple years prior. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we've been doing a lot here in Hueytown. We've serviced some of the kids here from Hueytown.
Are we going to hear some turkey call in a minute?
He can do it.
He said no.
Y'all were on a TV show, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've got several. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're on Mass Pursuit. We're on Tommy Wilcox. We have our own YouTube page. It's our official Kids Outdoors YouTube page. We had a show that we played for a while that was Outdoor Dreamers.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those can be looked up on YouTube.
Okay.
I wish you would. I mean,
yeah.
It really tells a lot. We interview the families, so you get to know the children and the families and what they've been through.
Yeah, and I'm sure some of the... So how do y'all go about selecting the children for these hunts? Tell me a little bit about that.
We have an application on Facebook, and on the website. It's mainly word of mouth.
Okay.
I mean, we don't do a lot of advertising because when we bring a kid, they have no expense out of their pocket whatsoever.
Right.
We do the travel, we do the lodging, we do their food, we do their processing of their meat, and we do their taxidermy for them. So, and when you bring them in from Alaska, it gets a little expensive.
So I'm sure y'all do some fundraising. So talk to me about some of your fundraising events.
We have in November, that's one of our fundraisers.
That's one of yours.
When we bring our children in, we have live and silent auctions. Then we do in June this year, we'll have a big one at Soggy Bottom Lodge. That's something nobody needs to miss.
That is
one of the most incredible fundraisers you'll
ever have. And tell me the location of that.
It's in Linden, Alabama.
Okay.
It's about two and a half hours,
yeah.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
The fishing there is incredible. The first 150 kids get a free rod and reel. There's dunking booths, paleontology, trots, therapeutic horses, fishing, bouncy houses. We have the Bucking Bronco.
This is a great time.
It's a great time. Anything you can imagine, we do. Our special needs children have no expense there either. They do not pay for anything.
Wow. Y'all gather these, for these fundraisers is how y'all pay to be able to bring these special needs children for a
wonderful time.
A wonderful, wonderful time.
So we're always looking for donations. Anyone out there, nothing is ever too small, whether it's
Have a specific website?
It's kidsoutdoors.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's
K-I-D-C.
Kids with a Z. Mm-hmm. Z. Yes, not an S.
Right. With a Z.
And then they can always call the chamber.
Oh, sure.
And we can also communicate that website and how they can go about, you know, attending a fundraiser or to contact y'all for further information. So tell us, you know, just tell us a little bit more about some of these stories. I think there's just... You know, they're just so, I think people just need to feel the effect of it.
They need to be there in November to actually see it. I mean, we had a young man last year that we actually did not know. He was in a car accident right after his 21st birthday. His family chose, instead of flowers, because they do die, to send money to Kids Outdoors because he was an avid hunter. Well, we did a memorial hunt for him last year, and the young man's name was TJ Morgan. Mm-hmm. So we did a memorial hunt, and we granted it to another child, which name was TJ. Mm-hmm. Not only did we just grant that, we brought the other TJ's whole family on that hunt so they could experience that with him. We're doing the same thing this year. We just try to involve as many people as we can and let them be involved in the hunts and let them meet these children and see what they go through. We've got a young man that's one of our ambassadors that on his right side, his arm ends at his elbow, his left side in his shoulder, probably 12 inches leg on his left, his right, his knee is right, foot is right below his knee. He can out hunt or outfish anybody. The most inspirational child you will, young man you will ever meet.
Wow.
We also do a scholarship fund. Okay. Which he's on our scholarship fund. It is for special needs children in their college.
Okay.
So he is doing extremely well. We have the apparatuses. If there's a need a child has, we fill it if there's any way. We have four apparatuses, so when the kids come in,
so
we're able to.
I know we spoke a little bit about that. So tell me all the four that you have.
They're all the same, but they can be.
But they can
readjusted,
do.
Yes.
I got you.
We have them attached to a crossbow in case the child wants to hunt with a crossbow. This year we're going to do it with a muzzleloader as well. Whatever that child wants, we're going to make it happen.
So tell me about that feeling. You probably can't describe the feeling when they get their first. You know, they go on their first hunt and. They're so excited and, you know, talk to me about that.
There is no way to describe it. I mean, there's just not. Please go on National Kids Outdoors Facebook page and watch these children. We video them. And to see them screaming for the first time, we took a young man last year that is almost totally blind. His parents said he would never be able to take an animal. If you could have seen his face. We have a camera that they can actually see. It blows up on the field. You can see anything from a far distance. His mom videoed on his hunt last year that the camera was running, and he put his eye up to that camera and started hollering. He said, "Mama, I can see the deer. I can see the deer."
Wow.
That young man has taken a deer. He has taken a turkey, and he has taken a bobcat. So for someone that never thought he could see to take an animal, he's able to do it.
He's taking
so we do other things besides just hunting and fishing. We bring the kids. We took seven families that the children all were raised in Children's Hospital with cancer.
Mm.
The families all got to know each other. The kids were good friends. The oldest one was 11 to 7. Well, we reunited all those families in one place. They were at Soggy Bottom Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
We told the parents, put your feet up. We're going to take care of the kids. Never did I think these children would stay up till 2:30 in the morning and that their parents would go to sleep, but they did, and it was a wonderful time. It's just we tried, like I said, to build families. We're very unique from most organizations.
What age groups? What's your youngest? The
oldest we've taken is 52. The youngest child that's taken a deer with us is 4.
So it's not a, you don't have an age.
We really don't.
Yeah.
Now our youth hunt,
sure.
Of course, here in November is 6 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
But our older kids, we tell them, bring a crossbow. You come hunt with us.
Yeah.
Because bow season, the older kids can hunt with the crossbow.
This is a lot of, you know, dedication. You know,
that's all we do.
And you and your husband. So you mentioned earlier y'all have an ambassador. Do y'all have a board? I mean, how many people do y'all have working for y'all to help y'all set up these hunts? Because, I mean, that's a lot of work to get these set up and get these organized.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my major one that helps us is my son, which is the fire marshal here in Hueytown.
Okay.
So my son and my daughter-in-law have dedicated themselves to it, too.
Okay.
Not only
that's
them,
awesome.
My grandson.
Yeah.
We have a... The people that's been with us since the beginning. It takes an army.
Sure it does.
The volunteers that come in and work with us is just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, we are so blessed there. Yeah. So any of y'all can come at any time and come and help us. Do you understand that?
Yeah. We're blessed to have y'all.
Well, thank you for having
and,
us.
And, you know, we're blessed that y'all have such a special service that y'all provide and, you know, is extremely life-changing, you know, for, you know, the... kids, the young adults that y'all help. I mean, it's these stories are truly moving.
It's you need to see it. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm definitely going to look it up on Facebook and like your page and
Oh, we do their mounts, and some of these children, they deer that they have taken.
So y'all take care of the mount, the mounts.
There is no pennies.
No expense. Wow.
Pockets. No. That's why in November they get all the kids that's hunted this year. They receive their mounts this year.
Really?
Anything from turkeys to coyotes to whatever they take, we do.
I love it.
So we're real excited. We'd love for everyone to come out. It'll be at Pleasant Hill United Methodist Church in McCalla.
In McCalla, okay. Yes,
they donate the church to us and have begged us to stay there. They love this ministry.
Okay. So, and you'll be posting like this information on your Facebook page, I assume.
You can go under Central Alabama Kids Outdoors.
Okay.
Or Carol Edwards Clark. They're posted.
Carol Edwards Clark. Yes. Okay.
And if you find them, please share them.
Of course, of course. I've heard about y'all's organization, but I think this really brings a lot to light, you know, and okay. I think, you know, not only Hueytown, but West Jefferson County, you know, and everybody else listening to this really needs to embrace this organization. I think it's life-changing, like I said, not only for, you know, for the people that y'all, you know, grant these hunts to, but for their families too, because I mean, I'm not in that situation, but I know if I had a child and I saw that face light up, to give them just a little while to enjoy something like that in itself is just, I'm sure it just blesses that family hearts, and y'all are just doing so much for them too.
I will tell you, it blesses our healthy children.
Yes.
That never, children don't realize they can be the cruelest of all.
Right.
Because they don't have an understanding of why this child doesn't have hair, why they don't have eyebrows, while they have a trach.
Yeah.
So they don't mean to be cruel, but they are. So we involve them with us too, and they have become such good friends with these special needs kids.
Yeah.
To see one come in a wheelchair and our healthy kids run up and jump in a lap or step on the back of that chair and say, take me for a ride, is real touching, because when these kids are together, there are no special needs.
Right.
They're all just kids.
They're all just kids.
That's it.
And I mean, that's amazing. And that's how they want to feel. They just want to feel like, you know.
Just a kid.
Just a kid.
That's all they want. And they
having a good time.
We make sure that they do.
I know. I have no doubts with that.
We even take them to a dude ranch in Colorado.
Wow.
So, you know, we have some children that just don't particularly want to hunt and fish or don't hunt.
Oh, okay. So y'all do other activities with them.
We do other activities. Okay. Yes.
So where is that dude ranch? What city?
Weston, Colorado.
Close to Trinidad.
Okay.
I asked my son, just moved out there.
Okay, great.
I'll tell him about it.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Volunteer.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, it's 42,000 acres. It's privately owned, and it's by invitation, and we are blessed.
That's amazing.
It's they charge us nothing. We're able to take the kids. They ride the horses. We've cut cows. They do the rodeos with them. It's just a blessing.
I love it.
Fishing.
Yeah.
They have some stock ponds mm-hmm. with trout. Okay. Hiking. I mean, we do anything those kids want to do.
So I know you said, you know, y'all had a child come in from Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
How many children have y'all taken on hunts in your?
Thousands.
Thousands.
That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really amazing how many kids that we deal with. And of course, that's been over a 13-year period. But
sure.
It's
that's a lot, though.
That's a
lot.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
It's not what we would like to do. We'd like to do 10 times more.
Yeah.
It's just finding people dedicated enough to give.
Right. Yeah.
That's the hardest thing. Most people have their own lives, and I'm gonna tell you, it changed us. This is our life.
Yeah. So have y'all prior to getting involved in starting mm-hmm. Kids Outdoors, were y'all avid hunters before then?
Oh yes, and I will tell you this: he has taken a turkey since we started this. That's it. We hunt, but we only hunt with the children.
Okay.
We don't take any longer.
Okay.
Of course, it leaves our freezer a little empty sometimes.
Yeah.
They share. They're pretty good.
So you know, before we end, mm-hmm. you know, y'all were avid. What got y'all start? Like, what was it that we're like, this is what we want to do? This is what our calling is. This is what, you know, we want to bless these children, young adults. Let's do this.
I actually cooked at a lodge in Illinois.
Okay.
I would be cooking for 75 men, 3 meals a day. They knew how much we love children.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have but one, and I was told I couldn't have any.
Yeah.
So the good Lord knew what he was doing.
Right.
I had hundreds. that one day that I was telling you about that hunt,
yeah,
that literally changed our lives. On our way home, we wasn't speaking. Both of our minds, I know it, you know, mm-hmm. now we were thinking about what just happened to yeah. us. And he ended up pulling off the side of the road, and we just looked at each other. He said, "You feel it?" I said, "It's it. This is what we have to do." Mm-hmm. And we never looked back. And it was from that day when we first mm-hmm. started, we funded it until we were broke.
Wow.
And then we started getting sponsors yeah. and fundraisers. Yeah. But, you know, it's never regretted it.
Right.
Would do it again in a heartbeat.
And I know that y'all would.
We in a minute. I mean, yeah. this is the best life you can have. We've never been so poor in the pocket.
And you're so passionate about it, and rightfully so. But I love it. I mean, the minute that you sat down, and you started telling, you know, y'all's story, like very, very moving. And I think, you know, everybody needs to hear this story.
It is wonderful. Yeah. I mean, it's just I'll tell it to anybody anytime. I'm
yeah. Well, know. I'm so glad to have you on here.
Thank you.
We're done?
Can't be.
No.
Oh, it's okay. Whatever you
want. Okay. I just did.
Are you
going
to delete okay. this, right?
Yeah, I can cut that.
Okay. Okay, so is there anything else you want to share?
I would like to tell about Davion, the young man here from Hueytown.
Absolutely. And that's the wheelchair that y'all, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please talk about that.
We received a phone call from one of the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Miss Carol, I don't know if you can do anything." She said, "We've got a young man here that wants to hunt so bad. He wants to take a deer. He talks to his friends about it and everything. And that's just a dream." I said, "Then we're going to do it." Mm-hmm. So we got talking to the principal and kind of made arrangements. We had Fox 6 and mm-hmm. Channel 13 out here. And they said they were going to do an awards day in the gym
yeah.
to bring this young man up. Well, we got talking, and we knew that he didn't hunt. We knew he had no clothes, you know,
yeah.
to be appropriate for hunting or anything. So we went on a shopping spree and bought his whole outfits yeah. and everything he needed. We came up to the gym. They shut it down. They actually brought the young man up front.
And I remember seeing this on the news.
It
yeah.
was really exciting. Yeah. So he got to go on his hunt. We awarded him all of his clothing. Well, that day when he had a young lady push him up in his wheelchair and his aunt adopted him, and we heard him say to his aunt, "I was embarrassed they had to push me up in my chair. Mm-hmm. No, that don't work with me. I'm right. sorry.
Yeah.
Within, what, 2-3 weeks, we had the chamber meeting and mm-hmm. invited him up to the chamber meeting and mm-hmm. Awarded him a brand new wheelchair.
Wow.
And it was real touching because the teachers were sending us messages all day and pictures of Davion, and he would be sitting in his chair and he says, "This is how I sit when I concentrate. Mm. This is how I sit when I study." And it was just real touching.
I love that.
You know, the response from the teachers and from the community here for him was just wonderful. It was very much appreciated with what everybody did.
I know. Like I said, I remember seeing it on the news. It was very moving, and the look on that child's face.
It was. And we were very appreciative to the chamber for allowing us
sure.
to give it to him through the chamber and through here and all. Yeah. It was very nice for us to be yeah. able to do that for him.
Well, I love that story. And I think that's how I first knew who y'all were. But hearing your, you know, more stories and how y'all are making such an impact in so many special people's lives. I mean, that's huge.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Children's Hospital here in Alabama.
Sure, absolutely.
We had a young man that passed away, and before he passed, we had his mount.
Mm-hmm.
We were not expecting this. It was very quick. We asked Children's Hospital, could we please bring his mount up there, because we knew he only had a couple days.
Oh, wow.
They actually allowed us to bring his mount. They put it on the wall, but before they did, his eyes were swollen shut. Mama was able to pull his eyes open, and he saw his deer and was able to touch it. They had that deer by his casket at his funeral.
Mm.
We had another young lady, same thing with Alyssa. We have never missed one of these children's funerals. I don't care what state they're in, how far, what it takes. We're not going to miss it. We have... One of the hardest things we did with one of the little girls that passed away is her parents insisted that we stay in the home, and that was really tough on us. We yeah. fell in love with this little girl.
Right. Well, they become like, they're like y'all's.
They are.
They're family, and, you know, y'all have that special bond with them.
These are all special, very special children.
Yeah.
Happy, happy children.
Yeah.
So we're blessed.
I know you are.
And we thank you for giving us the opportunity to share.
Thank you so much. I mean, you've moved me for sure.
Well, thank you. I hope y'all attend some of these. They are really good. Yeah. I really want a soapbox derby race here in Hueytown.
Okay.
I want the fire department, the police department, and the surrounding areas.
Well, we need to get, we need to have a little chit-chat with Debbie.
Yes, we do.
See what the President Lisa and Debbie can come up with for y'all, get you involved. I think that's a great idea. We've not had that.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, we've not had that come to us. So I think that's a great idea.
And I think the firemen, the policemen that have children, their children should ride them. And if they don't, do it for a special needs kid.
Yeah.
Do it for one of our kids.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's neat.
You need to call Debbie this week.
I am.
and me, you, and her can go eat lunch or whatever, and we can come up with, let's do it.
Sounds
great. I'm all about it. And we can do a fundraiser for you.
If you want to volunteer for us in November, just look us up and call us.
Well, these are a great group of kids.
We could use it.
Great group.
We love them involved.
Yeah. Is there anything else y'all want to share? We're not going to get a turkey call today, but that's okay.
Well, we're cutting off. We're going to stop at 75 kids this year, so we expect 75 children to come home with us.
Awesome.
So if anybody would like to donate property, anything for live and silent auction, it is greatly appreciated. Okay.
What do y'all normally do with the silent auction? Like, what do y'all normally have people donate?
We have anything from hats to barbecue pits. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's a very wide variety. We take anything. We don't care.
Okay.
This year, the ADA, Alabama Deer Association, has given us tons of T-shirts, so everybody will be getting a lot of nice T-shirts from them.
That's awesome.
When they come, all the helpers, everyone.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything. Is there anything else you want
to... I just want to say how much I appreciate y'all.
Well, we appreciate you, Carol. We really do. And Kids Outdoors and what they do. But, we'll chat about that race that we talked about. And hopefully we get that going for y'all. Raise y'all a little more money. But anyway, you've truly blessed our hearts with your stories. Very moving. And I love what y'all do. And, we will... Everybody like their Facebook page. Carol, go ahead and tell us the Facebook page again and how they can reach you.
Central Alabama Kids, KIDZ, Outdoors. Also, if you want to see our special needs only program, you go to National Kids Outdoors on Facebook. And that is all of our special needs kids and their dream hunts.
Well, again, thank you for coming this evening and sharing your story. And Carol has picked a song that is her favorite, and we're going to close tonight out with I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side.